Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, hey.
Ah, how are you, man? What's up?
I'm doing dandy, pal. How are you?
Dandy.
Yeah, you like that?
That's a funny word, dandy.
Dandy. All right. Well, look, we could talk about funny words like dandy all day long, but it is time to do some learning, so bust out those history books.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to read it. In October 22nd, 1797, okay?
Wow, okay, going back.
We're going back. What's crazy is what happened on this day in 1797. Andre Jacques Girardin, I don't know, he made the first recorded parachute jump. He made the jump from about 3,000 feet.
Wow. Wait, what, did he put a Meyer bag on the back of his like we used to do as a kid? That's what I used, those little plastic bags, remember?
The balls on this guy, dude, it was 1797. And he's like, I'm gonna jump out of something 3,000 feet.
I mean, how did he test it? Did he throw like a potato sack out the window first to make sure that parachute?
I mean,
if it was the first ever recorded, then like, you're not really sure if it's going to work, right?
Exactly. Like, I mean, you can do all the tests you want, okay? But if you're the first guy doing this whole parachute thing, all right?
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of things back in the day. The first time they tested helicopters, airplanes, and blah, blah, blah. This one's right up there with it.
I think this is almost even scarier. Because you're...
Hey, Andre, jump out of the... What'd he jump from?
Had to be a hot air balloon, right?
Hot air balloon?
That would be the only thing I could think of at that time in 1797 that could get up that high that you could jump out of.
I mean, it's not like they had skyscrapers.
No.
It's not like,
dude, they didn't have electricity. They didn't have running water. And this guy's like,
maybe off the side of a mountain? Maybe he like base jumped. Damn.
All I know is he probably got down to the ground in record time because of his massive balls that were weighing him down. He probably had to adjust, have the biggest parachute ever, because the testicles on this guy were probably huge, all right?
This is interesting. I'm sure it didn't come out of like a sack either, like your typical parachute. You know, I'm wondering.
I'm baffled. 1797.
And it said he made it. He didn't die at the end of the jump.
No, I have a feeling that would have been tacked onto this little tidbit of information. Yeah. Wow,
there you
dude.
Go, Andre. You know?
Just did it. How bored did you have to be back in 1797 that being the first guy to jump 3,000 feet seemed like something to kill time with, right? Like, ah, hell, I got nothing else to do. I got the cows milked, and I'm probably going to die from the Black Plague.
He was so bored from it being 1797. He didn't know he had a parachute on his back, dude. He tried to jump.
Someone strapped it on.
Somebody's like, let's sneak a chute on, see if it works.
Damn it. I was trying to end it. Dude, that's crazy to me. I get it's nerve-wracking now in 2021 to jump out of a plane or whatever from 3,000 feet.
You got people strapped to you. You got other people that can save you. You got reserve chutes.
Think about his assistants. Like, I don't know. Don't go work for that guy. He'll make you jump out of stuff. Just test it out.
Andre over here stitching together his old shirts and pants.
No, you'll be fine. Trust me. I tested this out with a pig. You'll be all right.
It looks like a quilt.
Anyway, that is amazing. 1797, some nut bar was like, all right, we'll do it. 3,000 feet, we got this. All right, anyway. Well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Just jumping out of hot air balloons, I'm guessing, and just...
It's got to be, right?
Ridiculous. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Ryan Hamilton.